Welcome to the Cold Coffee Club, a podcast brought to you by Houston Moms Blog. HMB is passionate about our community and the moms who live here, just like you. Our goal is to make this big city that we live in feel just a bit smaller. So we invite you to tune in every week to hear about all things motherhood, get a glimpse of the latest events, and all the fun activities happening around town. So go ahead, reheat that coffee, put your feet up, and join us as we cover the gamut of this crazy job we have all elected to take on and been blessed with, to be called mom.
Welcome to the first episode of the Cold Coffee Club. I'm Emily, and I'm a regular contributor to Houston Moms Blog. Today, we'll be introducing you to co-owners Megan Clanahan and Jared King. We will be talking about who they are, where they came from, and what their shared vision is for the future of the blog. But first, let's find out what's happening at HMB and around Houston. Hi, it's Megan with Houston Moms Blog, and here is what is happening in and around Houston and with Houston Moms Blog this coming month. So make sure you head to our blog and check out our holiday event guide. There we have six different sections of things happening all around town. Everything from Santa sightings to fun runs to holiday performances and, of course, Christmas lights and holiday lights. So make sure you check out that awesome resource. And then also make sure you check out our November monthly event guide. So we know Houston is hopping around town during these fall months when it's a little bit cooler. Trader's Village is sponsoring that monthly event guide, and we encourage you to use it when you're out and about. And again, you can find it right on our homepage from our website at HoustonMomsBlog.com.
Meet Megan Clanahan and Jared King. They are the co-owners of Houston Moms Blog, and together they are forging a path for local Houston moms to feel part of a caring and tight-knit community despite the vastness and high population that makes up Houston, Texas. Hey, Megan. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
So I wanted you to tell us about yourselves. Megan, tell me where you came from.
I'm originally from Plano, Texas, which is north of Dallas. So very suburban girl. Somehow managed to wind up in Louisiana for college. Go Tigers. And then after Hurricane Katrina, we were fortunate enough to be swept back, literally, to Texas, and we landed in Houston. So,
okay. And tell us what your family looks like.
So I have 2 8-year-olds. I have twins, boy and a girl, Ryan and Quinn, and they, as people always ask, are they your only? Yes, this is it, and I'm good with it, and we are just thrilled to death to have them and to keep my hands full. So I've been married to my husband, Matt, for almost 15 years, and we live out kind of in the burbs of Houston. So we have the opportunity to be able to go into town, and then we come back out to the burbs. I know Jared's a little bit different. He's inner looper, but that's fine.
Yeah, Jared, tell us where you're from and what your family looks like.
So I'm from Houston. I was originally born in Charleston, but we moved here when I was a kid. So I grew up here in Houston. We've got two girls, Charlotte, Cece, who's 7, and Josie, who is 5. I've been married to my wife, Caitlin, for 10 years this summer. And as Megan mentioned, we live inside the Houston. We love our little bubble and rarely venture out. But you know, Houston's an amazing city with such diversity in terms of places to go and things to do. It's just awesome, and it's huge. I think something like 100 miles end to end if you really stretch it out. So it's pretty impressive how big of a city we have and how much ground we have to cover.
And Megan, what were you doing before the blog came along?
So it was kind of interesting. So when we moved to Houston from Louisiana, I was working for a bank. I was an investment representative and personal banker, which, you know, brought an unending joy to my husband because he would probably testify that I have no business managing people's money, but here we are. So, and then I just decided that corporate life wasn't for me. So I started working for a church in the area, and which led to another church. And I started doing marketing and advertisement and PR for them, and just somehow landed into the Houston Moms Blog crew. And so just started as a guest writer. And then as we kind of went along, about 6 months later, I was brought on board as a staff member, and I've been with Houston Moms Blog ever since. And that was 4.5 years ago. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you, Jared, you're a little bit newer, right? When did, what were you doing, or what do you do now actually along with the blog?
So I've been in marketing as well. I've owned a marketing firm, Swagger Agency, for 10 years. I think now this year will be 11. And so I've always had an interest in marketing and, of course, influencer groups and social media. And so when the opportunity to take on some ownership in the Houston Moms Blog came about, I jumped at the opportunity. And, of course, Megan and I met in throughout that process. And so our visions aligned for what we wanted to do. And I love what the blog represents and who the community represents, and just feel like it's been an amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So you said you two met, was it through like some kind of email queries that you had, or did somebody introduce you to? How did that work?
Yeah, well, the former owner, the founder of Houston Moms Blog, throughout the acquisition process, obviously introduced us and, introduced Megan as someone who not only was interested in having some ownership, because, you know, I'm not a mom, so I can't exactly, speak for all things mom. I really saw an opportunity for me on the back end from a strategy and operations standpoint, but knowing that I needed a great partner who could really represent the moms out there from an ownership standpoint. She introduced me to Megan, and, you know, we really clicked from the get-go. We both shared same vision, same sense of humor, really work well together. So it's been an awesome match.
And what are your thoughts about using a blog as a platform?
You know, I think we all need to be inspired. I remember when my babies were first born, there wasn't a whole lot of blogging going on. And I mean, that may have been right when I had started my personal blog, just, you know, expressing even my thoughts on infertility. But I just felt like it was a very lonely place to be, and especially being a twin mom. And I love the fact that we have this opportunity to bring together those who are going through different milestones in their motherhood and what that looks mm-hmm. like. And we want to be able to represent them. Like Jared alluded to earlier, I mean, Houston is very diverse. And, you know, we have all sorts of moms who read our blog, and dads, by the way, from single moms to co-parenting moms, to moms who have children with special needs. And our goal with this platform is to make this place in Houston just feel a little bit smaller, and that you're not alone, and that you can log on at any point. If you're up at 2 a.m. feeding your child and you're just trying to break that cycle and wonder if you might ever sleep again, or you're cleaning up sheets because your child will not potty train, that you can log on and find out that we've all been there. And, mm-hmm. you know, things that have worked for us and things that have worked for other people. It just very much opens up this communication process. And that's what we all need, is just to communicate and just feel like you're part of something. And so that's what this platform means to me. And, you know, the rest is awesome. I love everything that we do, but the best is when I get an email from a mom saying, "Thank you so much for publishing this. I was about to pull my hair out, and you've given me great ideas." And mm-hmm. that like day made after that. And I'm, you know, I'm happy to do everything else that we do. But if I continue to get emails like that, I know we're doing the right thing.
So Jared, tell us about your view on the current state of blogs and how it plays into just another way to involve the community.
There's so many different channels out there to communicate. I think the blog for us, while it's currently the hub, our spokes are really amazing. Our Instagram channel, Facebook channel, we have live events. We have tons of great interactive opportunities for our community to come together and share their ideas and share their perspectives. And so while we will always have a content piece of the community, we're really excited to explore other ways to communicate and connect with our audience, like a podcast or, you know, different types of events and, you know, new social channels as they emerge. But really the spirit is the same. It's just, you know, finding ways for Houston moms to learn, grow, and share their perspectives with each other.
Mm-hmm. And where do you see the future of Houston Moms Blog heading?
Well, we see it going in some really fun places. You know, as I mentioned, more events. We found more mm-hmm. ways for people to get together in person, particularly in a really digital age. You know, we're all kind of glued to our phones a little bit more than we should be. It's important to put the phones down, get together, have a glass of wine, bring our kids together, have some fun. Maybe not always bring our kids together and have a glass of wine. They could be separate events, of course. but I think, yeah, or, you know, as best we can. But, you know, the future of the Moms Blog is the future of moms, and that's what issues are affecting moms. What are they passionate about? What do they care about? What do they love? What are they having struggles with? We're doing a lot more video content because obviously that's a great way to engage with our audience, with our community, in ways mm-hmm. beyond the quote unquote page.
Well, now that we've gotten to know you two a little better, I thought we would deal with a few lightning round questions just off the cuff. Megan, what's the best lesson your mom ever taught you?
That's a hard question. I'm blessed to have such an amazing mom who still is teaching me. Y'all, I'm like 38 and my mom is still very much a teacher in my life. So I would say, and it sounds so cliche, but she has just always told me to do everything with heart, whatever that looks mm-hmm. like. And growing up, that was soccer. And that was my passion. That was my love. She, I'm going to like almost cry talking about it. I remember, I'm really, if you've ever met me in person, I'm small. I'm like 5 foot nothing. And I was always told that I could not play, you know, competitive soccer. I wouldn't be able to play in college and what have you. And my mom just told me never to listen to the naysayers and to just do the best I could at the things I could do. And so I remember one summer I was 16, we had had something called Death Camp, which was terrible, by the way. I mean, it totally lived up to his name. And I came back from Death Camp surviving. And not only surviving, but thriving in Death Camp, and came out as the number one or number two out of Death Camp. And my mom bought me a James Avery heart. I still have it. And it was my reminder that to do everything with my whole heart. And when we escaped the hurricane, I brought the heart with me. It has moved with me several times. And so every time I look at this heart, and I don't wear it anymore, but I look at it, it's a good reminder. And that's why I do what I do with Houston Moms Blog. And that's where my heart is my heart is with moms. And my mom has been an endless supporter on the journey with Houston Moms Blog. And she takes great joy and shares all the things. And I've had to teach her Facebook and some social media stuff. But so she just, I would say, yeah, she taught me how to love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. And how about you, Jared? What's the best lesson your mom ever taught you?
you know, there are a lot of lessons my mom taught me. She was a single mom, you know, basically since I was born. And so everything she did, of course, with her heart and, you know, for two people. And so I really learned not only that hard work pays off, that you need to follow your dreams and really, you know, be kind. She was a nurse. She was in healthcare all her career, and eventually getting into more of an executive level. And she never lost her passion for the patient and for people. And, you know, I gained so much, I guess, for caring for people, for, you know, of course, understanding and trying to be empathetic as best as possible. It's always that very aspirational, but that was, you know, really a life that my mom lived and a lesson that she lived. Unfortunately, she passed away when I was 23 of ovarian cancer. And, you know, even near the end, she was, and it was, you know, really tough as a 23-year-old. But I would say until the very end, she never felt sorry for herself. She never was angry. She had grace up until the end. She cared more about the people coming to visit her and how they were doing than she cared about what she was suffering from. And so I really had that experience. I was with her throughout it. You know, that serves as a model for how to deal with adversity and how to deal with struggles and challenges, because, you know, you can't always control what life throws at you, but you control how you react to it. And so I really, it's really been an inspiration for me, all my life.
Yeah. Wow. No, that's great. We have, one more question for each of you. Megan, if you could meet anyone in the world, alive or deceased, who would it be and why?
Good gravy. Who gave you these questions? I think that's such a difficult question. I mean, there's tons of people I would like to meet, but kind of given where I am in my life right now, and I don't know about y'all, but I'm obsessed with following Reese Witherspoon on Instagram. I just think she is totally adorable. She has this, you know, her monthly book club that she does. She just seems to do everything with such joy, and she's a fantastic mom, and who, you know, has older kids, but still has younger ones as well. And she's done, you know, of course, not only like her great, you know, Rocco movies and all of that, which, by the way, Sweet Home Alabama, yes, but, you know, she has branched out even further with producing and even opening Draper James. See, I told you I was like kind of obsessed. Like, my goal is to like go to Draper James one day and buy some sort of article of clothing from there. I just think it's just, she's quintessential Southern mama with a very much a spark and a zest for life. And she doesn't take any BS, which I love too. So,
yeah,
but she does it in that very sweet Southern way. Like, you know, bless your heart. But yeah. So I guess she would be mine for right now, where I am right now.
Okay, awesome. And what about you, Jared? Who would you meet if it could be anyone and why?
Yeah, that's a tough question, you know, because it's kind of changes by the day.
Right.
You know, I'd say I've had a lot of really deep respect and admiration for Jane Goodall, someone who spent their entire career in live, really stunning primates and really tough conditions. I think it says something about humanity too, and you know, how we all should be treating each other and again respecting each other. So she just seems really interesting and amazing, and you know, really seemingly tough woman and someone I could probably learn a ton from. And so I just think it would be just fascinating listening to her stories, how she spent that time both in solitude and fighting against poachers. It's just really fascinating.
Yeah, that would be amazing to meet her.
So one resource we definitely wanted to make sure we mentioned, especially as we talk about making Houston smaller, feeling more like in community, is to check out our website. And we do a monthly guide every month. Emily, I know you've seen it. It has a complete wrap-up of 25 to 30 events or more that are happening all around Houston for that particular month. So when you're sitting around at home and trying to think what you're going to do with the kids that weekend, all of them are super family friendly, and we encourage you to check those out each month.
So until next time, we encourage you to make sure you're following Houston Moms Blog, as well as we have a great community and conversation group. So if you have any questions, especially regarding this podcast or other things that we're discussing on the blog, that's a great place to ask questions, get answers. And then, of course, we're on social media. So make sure you're following us on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Until next time, we'll see you around Houston.
You have been listening to The Cold Coffee Club, brought to you by Houston Moms Blog. We wish you a fabulous week with your family and look forward to sharing many more cups of cold coffee with you.